Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Jean Bailey Rodor. My guest is the sensational Bree Seely, owner of Bree Seely Fashion in Los Angeles, California. Bree has over 20 years of experience in designing and constructing fashion and is on a mission to make sure women realize how they inspire the world every single day. She has a Bachelor of Science in Apparel and Textiles and a Master Diploma in the Art of Fashion Design. As an expert in the field of fashion, Bree has demonstrated her confidence season after season and also regularly consults with other fashion brands to increase their successes in the fashion industry. Stay tuned as Bree shares a bit about her brand as well as the Inspirational Woman Project and more. Find out how you can find out who you are and share that with the world and why you should. Welcome, Bree, to Celebrate Life.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here, Bree. Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah, so I learned how to sew at the age of 7, and I have kind of pursued my fashion skills ever since then. Middle school and high school, I took a lot of classes and then ended up, of course, getting my 2 degrees in fashion design and then opened up my fashion brand about, 4 years ago.
Wow, that sounds exciting, and I'm just so impressed that you knew at such a young age what you would be interested in.
I always joke that it was my mom.
You?
Well, my grandmother is the one that taught me how to sew, and I always joke that, my mom and my grandma kind of, bred me to be who I am because my mom was an entrepreneur, and my grandmother taught me how to sew, and it was just, really ingrained in me at such a young age that's just what I know and it's what I do.
Wow, that's great. And it's so good to have that inspiration in your life and people that are such good influences at a young age.
Yes, I was very blessed. I was, my mom was a single mom, and so she brought me to my grandmother's house a lot, as she was working and having adult obligations, and so it was really nice to be raised by two really strong but compassionate and gentle women as well.
Absolutely. Now, I was interested in learning more about the Inspirational Woman Project. You have a little something on your website about that, and by the way, Bree's website is www.briseely.com. That's www.briseely.com. Can you tell us about the inspiration?
Yeah, so the Inspirational Woman Project was actually born out of my fashion brand. So I found through doing my fashion that women have a really hard time connecting with being women and connecting with their femininity and really figuring out what that means for themselves. And so I started this little blog project. It was going to be 31 days, and that was going to be it. And since then, I have basically turned it into a movement. I have the first volume of the book out, which is 99 interviews with women around the world. And I'm getting ready to curate the second volume of the book and really take the movement to, a whole new level.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, is the book available on your website?
Yes. So if you go to BreeSeely.com, there's a shop button, and it's under the lifestyle section of the shopping cart.
Great. And you said you have 99 interviews with women in the first book, correct?
Yes. And there will be 99 more in the second book as well.
Okay, that was my next question. It sounds like they're just chock full of good stories and inspirational content for any woman that's interested in being inspired.
Yeah, the idea behind it was for every woman to be able to connect with at least one person in the book. And what I found is that they're so varied, and the first book was really short snippets. It was little quotes here and there from all the different women. And so I have a girlfriend, I was actually talking to her husband, and the book lives on their dining room table or their coffee table or whatever. And every single morning over breakfast, she picks it up and reads, you know, a few quotes, and that kind of like starts off her day. And then the other feature of it, too, is that the 100th interview is actually blank. So whoever picks it up as, you know, purchases it or is gifted it, can add their story to the book and become part of the movement.
I love that idea. That's great. So you said originally this was supposed to be about a 30-day movement, and how long has it been going on now?
So I started it, it was going to be a 31-day blog series, and I launched it on my birthday, which is May 13th. So I decided, it was about May 25th that I decided that I needed to bring it, like, into a book and the movement and things like that. So it's actually about to turn one, which is kind of funny, and I feel like I should throw a birthday party for it or something. I don't know.
Well, that sounds great. I'm always excited to hear about things that inspire other women, and what your friend told you about starting their day off with what you have in your book. I'm such a believer in, even for those of us who aren't morning people, to make sure we get our attitude in check before we head out the door. And I think that's probably a good way to do it, to have a book like yours that would be inspirational each morning, give us a new thought or a new story each day to take with us.
Yeah, you know, I have a book that it's a year-long book of, like, affirmations and just kind of, like, little thought-provoking things. And so it was fun for me because, you know, I own a book of a woman that I very much look up to. And so it was really fun and, like, touching for me to hear that someone else is now doing that with my book and kind of using it in the same manner. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's great. Now, can you tell me a little bit? I read on your website that you say your brand is all about being a woman. And can you tell us why you feel that it's important for women to reconnect with their femininity?
You know, I look back on the history of the world and, you know, specifically, obviously, the American culture. And women, especially over the past, like, 30 or 40 years, have really been taught that in order to be successful, you have to act and be like a man. You know, in business, everything down to your dress, you know, how you communicate, everything. Like, everyone's taught that if you want to be successful, especially in a corporate arena, you have to act like a man. And I feel
right.
like we've gotten to a point in the world where that's not the case anymore. But, and I know a lot of people will recognize this and they'll agree with it, but they don't necessarily know what's next. So they'll say, okay, so women are more powerful nowadays acting like women than like men, but what does that look like? Like, women are super uncomfortable and just don't know what that means. And so asking a woman, you know, what does it mean to you to be a woman, is a very uncommon question. Like, it seems like such a simple idea, but when you sit down and you ask 99 women, what does it mean to you to be a woman? Almost all of them had to pause and think about it because
Absolutely.
It's just not something that we're cultivated with. And so I really want to change that so that women can, like, embrace being women, because we have very different skill sets than men, and we have a lot to bring to the table that can complement men, but it's not celebrated.
Right, right.
Or maybe, you know, from my perspective, not celebrated enough. And so
right.
I really want to change that.
Well, I'm excited about that, especially since I'm a woman. I'm really excited about that. And I noticed on your website you also asked the question, who is that woman inside of you, which is sort of what we're talking about, and also how do you translate that and communicate it to the outside world using the clothes that you wear? How have you brought your business, your fashion business, into your whole idea of inspiring women?
So the fashion brand is kind of what started it. I mean, my fashion brand has always been about, you know, embodying what it means to you to be a woman on the outside. And so it's about tapping into that femininity and what makes you feel good. I mean, so many people have dress codes at work that are so constrictive and so uninspiring. So it's like, you know, what feel good? Like, what do you want to wear every day? How does that look? Dress is such an interesting thing with women because everyone has, you know, their own perceptions of how they look and how they should look and all that stuff. But for me, it's really just getting women to define what it means to them and then helping them translate that into their wardrobes as well so that they can communicate their inner knowing of what woman is to the outside world.
Right. And that makes so much sense to me because style is, but I also like to wear something that makes me feel good about myself. You know, I might want to lay around in sweats at home all day, but if I'm going out, I want to look good and I want to feel confident. And sometimes what I wear can really boost my confidence.
Yeah, one of my goals this year was that, you know, I really want to expand my business. And so I want to have several full-time employees within the next few months. And so I want to embody what it means to be a boss, a female boss. And so I have been tasked with dressing like a boss every morning. And so what does that mean? Like, so Bree Seeley as a boss, like, how does she show up? How does she look? What does she wear that's different than, like, the, you know, Bree Seeley that maybe has a few interns but doesn't really have, like, a substantial employee base? So, yeah, I mean, you can play with it in a variety of different ways, but, like, I feel like dress is one of those things, like, fake it till you make it. You know, you can start to dress a certain way without actually, you know, feeling like you are that person. Like when we were kids, you got to dress up.
Right.
I've heard even in the corporate world,
you know, if you want a certain position, you should go ahead and dress as if you are in that position.
Yeah. And it's like a really easy first step for people. Like if you want to embody your femininity, you're feminine. If you want to embody being a boss, dress like you're a boss. Like it's a really, really simple first step for people to take to kind of like bring it into their reality.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important because first impressions do mean something. And sometimes a person will form an opinion about us based on how we look before we open our mouths to be able to say, this is who I really am. We have to project that image before we even get to the handshake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm just really excited about what you're doing, and it sounds like you're out to change the world, and you're certainly starting strong. I'm excited about reading your book. I think that's a great way to get the word out to help not only your brand, but to help other women as you inspire them day by day. Do you think that you'll go forward and have any more books in the works? Do you think these two will be it for your book project?
I mean, I kind of honestly see a book a year. Like, I don't think that's unrealistic because, I mean, I meet so many women as it is right now that I could probably just fill up, like, 5 books immediately.
Wow.
And I'm meeting a new amazing women every day. I just had lunch with a new amazing woman that's, you know, now in my tribe. And I just, like, I want to tell their stories. Like, I want to share what inspires them and how they inspire other people and kind of use that to create a ripple effect.
Wow, that sounds great. And Bree, I really appreciate you coming on the air today. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and thank you all for listening. Again, if you're with Bree Seeley, please visit her website at www.briseeley.com. Thank you again for tuning in to Celebrate Life.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Jean Bailey Robar is a motivational, inspirational speaker. To book her for your next event, email Jean at jeanbaileyrobar.com or call 336-269-8035 and be sure to check out her website, www.jeanbaileyrobar.com.